welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road. I'm in our 109 East Oakland Avenue studios, downtown Lansing, Michigan, just back off the road. I'd been down in Detroit earlier today. And, well, you're hearing a stream on Friday, and we have Joyce Suber on the line, Executive Director with Entrepreneurial Initiatives. So welcome, Joyce. And could you share the scope of services for Entrepreneurial Initiatives with the business community of Michigan?
Sure. So just to tell you a little bit more about the Michigan Women's Foundation, the Entrepreneurial Initiative is actually a department inside of the foundation. And our mission is to transform Michigan to achieve equality and empowerment for women and girls, although we do not slight men at all. We do have a lot of men that's in our programs. So some of the programs that we have under this is we have some educational programs that we provide. We believe that creating a successful entrepreneur creates a sustainable business. And that's what we're trying to do, make sure that Michigan becomes the economic industry and powerhouse that it was once before for everyone that comes in contact with us. So some of the events that we have as we, and I'm going to tell you about all of them and then highlight the ones that actually fall up under my purview. So we have a big dinner. That's our signature event, and that occurs in April, and we have that in three locations as well. It's called Lights, Courage, Action, and hold your heads on that one because we'll make sure that plenty of information comes out about that. We have the Entrepreneur U conferences that we will have coming up in the next 2 weeks, and that's specifically one I want to talk to you about, Lansing being the one that we'll focus on. We have a Dolphin Tank Business Plan and Pitch Competition, which everybody's very familiar with. That's the opportunity to win cash prizes in the amounts of $10,000, $5,000, $2,500. And we have those in three locations as well. Grand Rapids, Jackson, and Southeast Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We have an Empower Her program that Ford Motor Company sponsored for us, which is for our social entrepreneurs. And we just started in Grand Rapids and Southeast Michigan, a program called Perspectives, which many of you would know it as the CEO Roundtable. So we're awfully busy here.
No, tremendous.
And I don't want to forget that part of the Entrepreneur Initiative is that we do micro loan fund lending. That's us in a nutshell.
Excellent. All right, then. So as you alluded to, and of the three upcoming events in the next few weeks, we're going to focus on Friday, March 9th, 8:30 to 3:30 from the morning into the mid-afternoon at Lansing Community College. And that is the Lansing Entrepreneur U Conference. So tell us all about that.
So what we have planned for that workshop, it's our third one in the Lansing ecosystem. We do have three, though, but March 2nd is Grand Rapids and March 14th is Southeast Michigan. Our intentions is to open it up for registration, breakfast, and networking at 8:30 a.m. At 9 o'clock, we'll have our keynote, which the flyer shows Regina Carey will be the keynote speaker at that time. Then we'll start our breakout sessions. And so we are highlighting skills and topics of interest for entrepreneurs at whatever stage you are, whether you're a startup, a technology company, or a growth organization. So it's marketing, branding, a funding panel, which is always a big go over for the entrepreneurs. They like to know, you know, where the money is. Show me the money is normally what we call it. And then knowing your customer. We'll showcase some entrepreneurs during the lunch hour, and then we'll go back and have those same workshops again in the afternoon with different facilitators. And then, of course, we'll wrap it up at the very end with some of our partners, AARP, Michigan being one of them in particular.
Wonderful. Yes. And as the Michigan Women's Foundation and Entrepreneur U Conference designed to educate women with the passion for owning their own businesses, would they find the information on the Michigan Women's Foundation website? Or what's the best point on the web for them to find out all the details beyond what they're hearing today?
Okay. So, yes, of our website, which is miwf.org. And then if you go /events1, you'll see the Entrepreneur U Conferences, and they are all listed there. We also have a Facebook page, and we are on Twitter. So any of those venues will have this information out there related to who's the keynote speaker in each area, because we do have, you know, several keynotes depending on the geographical area that you're in.
Well, tremendous. And so in our last 30 seconds or so, as you alluded to, Grand Rapids and Detroit, and that's Grand Rapids on Friday, March 2nd, and Detroit for Southeast Michigan on Wednesday, March 14th. Anything else that you believe that the Michigan business community should be aware of at this point?
Yes, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for not just entrepreneurs, but women and or men who just want to add some additional educational tools to their arsenal, opportunity to network with other people who are on the, you know, like mine as any of us may be, if we're entrepreneurs or even if we're just business people. So it's a great networking opportunity and an educational opportunity as well.
All right. And if Michigan Business Network happens to be out to that event on Friday the 9th, will we see you there in the room?
You will.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat, Joyce.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeffrey, for inviting me on.
Excellent. And once again, we've been speaking with Joyce Suber, Executive Director of Entrepreneurial Initiatives, a subset of the Michigan Women's Foundation. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.